Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Star Line by a pastor and author. His story is unlike any other, as one of America's biggest pastors became a drug runner for a Mexican cartel. His book is The Church of Living Dangerously, and we welcome its author, John Lee Bishop.
How are you, Sean?
Absolutely great, John Lee. Let's go beyond the mic.
You got it.
Drugs, guns, tigers, boxing matches with your bare knuckles, and getting on and off the wagon. This story has it all.
Yes, sir.
Normally, yep. I end an interview with this, but I'm going to start out with one big question. John Lee, have you forgiven yourself for the depths of darkness you fell in?
I'm not positive. I've never quite been asked that question as directly, Sean, but fine. And I would say that it's a day-to-day process because I've heard, I know thousands of people, and it's definitely something I regret, something I wish I could change, but I can't. But thank you for asking that.
You said in the book, quote, "But in prison, not everyone was normal. Some guys just wanted the brawl," unquote.
Yep.
And you say later, quote, "And it never ends well for you or for anyone, even if you win," unquote. How did the way you fought emotionally and physically change through this?
I would say the one way is, or the most important way is, I've learned to be really, extremely real and vulnerable, and probably in some ways raw with myself and others. And sometimes it comes across as you don't have filters, but it's like, it's more, I don't have time to play games, I think. And I just want to keep things real with people, with myself, and with God.
Why was writing this book so important to you?
Because for 10 years, when I got fired, lost my job in December 2015, started the church in 19 years prior to that. And for the last 10 years, I've never been able to talk about my journey, talk about what happened to the best of my ability, humanly speaking. And it was important for me to put down everything that I could for my wife, the people that I know still love me, and my children and grandchildren, mostly for myself.
John Lee Bishop, author of The Church of Living Dangerously, joins us beyond the mic, and it's time for the Rocky Nate. 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. John Lee, there's no pressure.
Okay.
What's the best memory of St. Martin's University?
Best memory of St. Martin's University was, it was my first time in a university with my grandparents when I graduated, is the absolute best memory. And I was the first one in my whole family that had ever graduated from college.
What does a clean floor mean to you today?
Yes, sir. I was in business with a couple friends, and we cleaned 3 million square feet of top flooring every single day for the better part of a couple decades. And I have an entirely different view of floors whenever I walk into any big box store, Safeway or Walmart or Kmart.
John Lee, if you could go back and change one thing about your life, what is it?
I would stop worrying about what's not in front of me. And I would live for every day and every moment and every breath.
So what was your favorite meal in prison?
None. No, truly, probably the favorite meal that I had was, they had pizza about every 2 weeks. And even though it tastes like cardboard with kind of like cheese, that was probably the best thing.
What was your favorite meal when you got out of prison?
Favorite meal when I got out of prison was, Thanksgiving, and my wife and I were at a casino with her parents. And in fact, it wasn't even a turkey. It just was a holiday meal with family. And I remember sitting there, and you don't know the taste of freedom, regardless of what you're eating, until you've experienced incarceration.
Who is the one person you'd like to have as a mentor today?
I would say Billy Graham.
John Lee, what keeps you up at night?
I have a motto that I've always lived by, Sean. It's, we can't do everything. We have to do something. And in saying that, what keeps me up at night is, how can I help people in my neighborhood not go down the roads that I went down when I was a kid, when I was young, to somehow avoid the pitfalls that I had to go down to find out, to finally find myself where I'm at today.
What's the best gift your grandchildren have ever given you?
Hugs. And I love you.
His book is The Church of Living Dangerously, and the author, John Lee Bishop, joins us beyond the mic, and we'll sneak in a few more. You're out and reliving your life. Do you feel any retribution from the cartel, or are they dragging you back?
No, because I've actually been told by certain people that I had their blessing to write the book, and their respect, because I did my time. I didn't talk about anyone in terms of before or during when I was sentenced. And so I actually had a relationship that was hard to understand. I didn't even explain it now, but there was just a lot of respect. And so, no, I don't fear that at all.
What's the power of the love from your wife?
Michelle and I have been married 41 years, Sean, and every moment of every day, I hope that I can prove to her I was worth and we were worth the wait, because she is the most amazing, beautiful, forgiving, loving person I've ever seriously, honestly ever met in my entire life.
It's time for the impossible question with John Lee Bishop on the mic. John Lee, how did this experience change you and your purpose today?
Boy, you're asking great questions. Thank you. It's made me more capable of love and more capable of living in the moment, not looking for what I'm going to gain, but looking for who I'm with and how can I invest in that person, and realizing how short life is.
He loves a clean floor, the hugs from his grandchildren, and wants you to read his book, The Church of Living Dangerously. John Lee Bishop, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
God bless you, Sean. Thank you.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut.
If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.